We're here locally in Washington, D.C. I want to ask you about the Maryland Terrapins and Virginia Cavaliers. How much do you like them going into the tournament? I personally have Virginia winning the whole thing. Am I crazy?
No, not at all. I mean, the unfortunate thing for the Cavaliers is the fact that the selection committee, they're just evil, because they're giving him the option to potentially play Michigan State for a third consecutive year. And, of course, Sparty knocked it out the previous two times these squads faced. And that's just unfortunate. I have Michigan State actually beating Virginia, but I could see it going the other way. I love that team. I wish they were on the other side of the bracket. I mean, London Perennis is great from outside. Malcolm Brogdon's got a complete game. Anthony Gill's a beast down low. I hate the draw for them and that potential Elite Eight rematch going against Michigan State. Maryland, what version are we going to see? That's the $64,000 question, particularly Melo Trimble, who at times down the stretch could not hit the broadside of a barn. You know, with his shot, too many turnovers as well. A team I think plays too soft inside. Diamond Stone, Robert Carter really got to elevate their game. That is a team I think is susceptible to that classic 12-over-5 upset, because South Dakota State can ball. They got a kid in Mike Domin, 6'9", who's a matchup problem down low for this team. If Maryland's not bringing their A game, they could be sayonara back to College Park with heads hanging low after the first day of the NCAA tournament. So I'm down on Maryland. But I do like Virginia. However, I don't see the Cavaliers getting past Tom Izzo yet again.
All right, let's switch gears now, Brad, to the Eastern bracket. You got North Carolina coming out of that one, or do you think Kentucky, you know, they're not the highest seeded team as they have been in the past couple of years here, but do you think Kentucky can knock them off?
Oh, certainly. I've got Carolina beating Kentucky in a squeaker, but I could see the Wildcats bringing the upset there. Kentucky has got a lot of strengths that match up well with Carolina's strengths. Both teams get after it on the offensive glass. The one difference here is that Kentucky can actually make outside shots consistently with Jamal Murray and Tyler Ulis, and that's a bugaboo for Marcus Paige and Joel Berry on the other side of the ledger there in Carolina, a team that shoots right around 31% collectively on the season from downtown. So I think Carolina will find a way to win that game, but I would not be at all surprised by Kentucky. However, I have West Virginia coming out of the East. I think that's an extremely dangerous team, the Mountaineers, because of the style of play, the press Virginia. They get after it on the offensive glass. I think that's a team that could wreak havoc in that region, but bar none, it is the toughest row to hoe for any team. That is a murderer's row of squads overall. Just a brutal region collectively.
Well, I'm going to ask you about that because I watched Xavier play against Seton Hall. I'm a Seton Hall fan. My family all went to there and wasn't all that impressed. Was that a matchup problem for them that they lost in the Big East tournament? Because I, quite frankly, could see them losing to either Pitt or Wisconsin in the next round.
I've got Wisconsin beating them, actually. I'm with you. I really am. And it's not, I'm not sliding or knocking Xavier. It's been a great year for the Musketeers. Chris Mack. And this is a team that wasn't even ranked preseason, okay? And now they're a number two seed in the NCAA tournament. So they have overachieved for much of the year. Evan Sumner has been great this season, and Jalen Reynolds has played well. I mean, it's a good team. I just don't see the matchup being favorable for them against Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin will handle Pittsburgh. With the Badgers peaking at the right time, Greg Gard's done a masterful job on the team that at one point earlier the season was 9-9 overall and 1-4 in Big Ten play. And he got them to, buy into what he was preaching. And they played just tremendous basketball on both ends of the floor down the stretch. And Vito Brown and Nigel Hayes, those guys got a, mid-range game that is rather elusive in this day and age of college basketball. So it could be problematic for Xavier. But, yeah, I'm with you. And we also got to remember as well that a number two seed, they have gone out typically every year, at least one in round two. So, that's another knock against Xavier as well. If that streak continues, they could fall victim and continue that trend.
Speaking of Brad Evans here of YahooSports.com, you mentioned the number two seed. Now I want to talk about the West bracket and Oklahoma. VCU, another local team, if you want to call Richmond local here in Washington. They have had tremendous success, at least under Shaka Smart. They did in the NCAA tournament. Any shot that you could see VCU advancing to the Sweet 16, and who do you like out of the West?
No, I don't think VCU is going to win their first game. The one thing that VCU banks on is the ability to create turnovers. And the problem with Oregon State is the Beavers don't turn the ball over. GP2 is an exceptional guard, of course, Gary Payton's son. And if they're not manufacturing those turnovers, they can get stopped, as we saw yesterday against St. Joe's, as the Hawks only had 7 turnovers in that game. They end up rolling VCU, shooting over 60% from the field. So I've got Oregon State actually winning that game. Now, I will say this. I think Oklahoma's vulnerable. I think the Sooners are a team that, yeah, Buddy Hield's spectacular. We know what Buddy Hield's going to do. He's going to go out and drop 25 or 30 points. What you got to be concerned with are the secondary and tertiary options in that backcourt. Can Jordan Woodard and Isaiah Cousins play to the level that we saw earlier this season? I'm not confident they can. They've been a roller coaster ride down the stretch, and the Sooners don't have the depth, and their defense is weighed here down the home stretch as well. I think Oklahoma's a team that is susceptible to upset, maybe not by Bakersfield, but maybe by Oregon State or VCU if the Rams get past Oregon State in round one.
And that upper portion of the bracket, you like Duke to continue doing what they always do, or you think they've got a shot of even losing to UNC Wilmington? At CAA, I don't think they were all that impressive as a conference as a whole, so I've at least got Duke out of that game. But against Baylor, if they reach that, can they beat Baylor?
I actually have UNC Wilmington upsetting Duke, and here's the reason why. Yeah, look, Duke, this brand this year is almost identical to one that lost to Mercer in the first round a couple of years ago. And it's for one reason only. They don't play any defense. They are Casper the Friendly Ghost when it comes to defending the basketball. Yeah, you got Brandon Ingram and Grayson Allen there. They're a great 1-2 punch. Ingram's going to be a multimillionaire here in short order, and Allen could be a first-round NBA pick as well. But unless that team all of a sudden buys into a defensive game plan, I think Wilmington, that four-guard lineup, that slash of the cup, plays unintimidated basketball, is problematic for this team. So I actually have the Seahawks advancing there. And even if Duke were to skirt by in that game, which I think would be close, they're going to have their hands full with Baylor. Baylor's just got too much size, and Motley and Rico gathers down low. And Torian Prince is a matchup nightmare, given his size and ability to hit from outside. But Duke will be sayonara back to Durham in short order. So I am very down on the Dukies this year.
All right. And then we talked about Maryland already in the South bracket, but who do you have coming out of that one?
I got Kansas playing Miami Elite Eight. There is one team there that I think could give Kansas some problems. It's not necessarily the Hurricanes. It's Cal. Cal may have the most talented starting five in college basketball. You got a couple of NBA lottery picks in Ivan Rabb and Jaylen Brown. You got some great veteran leadership there in Jordan Matthews and Tyrone Wallace. And Jabari Bird's at X-Factor, former five-star recruit, who's been regularly contributing right around 14, 15 points per game here down the stretch. They also defend. I think Quanzo Martin's club could shock the world and potentially knock off Kansas in the Sweet 16. That is one team to watch out for. If you want to be a contrarian and go against the grain, pick the Golden Bears. They could be your golden ticket and your opportunity getting $50,000 in our Tourney Pick'em Challenge.
Yeah, even Hawaii, though, that had quite a nice record out there. You scared of them at all?
I am to a certain extent, but here's the thing with Hawaii. They defend their butts off, but they can't put ball in a basket. The last I checked, that's kind of a fundamental part of basketball is scoring the rock, and that's an issue for Hawaii. They've got some players on that team, but unless they have an extraordinary shooting night against a very good Cal defense, I don't see the Rainbow Warriors marching on and advancing to the next round.